is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. There's no escaping the heat in much of the country as a coast-to-coast heat wave continues. CBS's Tom Hansen is in New York City, where the heat and humidity is just one place along the East Coast struggling amid high temperatures.
New York health officials say heat-related emergency room visits this week were 500% higher than the average day in June. Temperatures in Washington, D.C. cracked 100 degrees.
And there have been at least 8 confirmed heat-related deaths across the country so far this year. While it's especially hot here in the U.S., we are certainly not alone, says geophysics professor Michael Wisession.
We're off the charts. We now have a record 12 months straight of global temperature records.
Those record temperatures are thinning the Arctic ice and threatening the world's polar bear population.
Polar bears need ice that's thick enough for them not just to walk on, but to hunt on. Think of a large adult male polar bear that could be up to 1,500 pounds trying to run on a seal. It needs a pretty firm platform to successfully do that.
Jeff York is with Polar Bear International and co-author of a study showing polar bears in Canada's Hudson Bay could be the first to disappear as soon as the next decade. Israel's military is continuing its offensive against Hamas in several parts of Gaza, with deadly consequences to Palestinian civilians after an attack hit a refugee camp in Gaza City. More from CBS's MTS Taieb in Tel Aviv.
Israel's military has confirmed it targeted the camp, but said it struck what it called 2 Hamas military infrastructure sites. When I heard the bombing, I could tell it was near my home, says Hassan Ziada. I later found my wife, son, granddaughter, and daughter in the hospital. Half my house was destroyed. To the south in Rafah, the Red Cross says 22 Palestinians were killed in what it described as heavy caliber shelling on a camp for displaced people near its office.
Two astronauts from Boeing's Starliner spacecraft will be spending a little more time at the International Space Station. CBS's Allison Keyes explains.
NASA has pushed back the flight of the Boeing Starliner to Earth just to make sure any technical issues have been solved. The return of the two astronauts on Boeing's first crewed mission had originally been set for June 14th, then was postponed until the 26th. The spacecraft has had 5 failures of its 8 maneuvering thrusters and 5 leaks of the helium gas that pressurizes them. It's unclear when Starliner's crew will be able to make the 6-hour journey home from the International Space Station. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Federal authorities are offering a reward for information about those responsible for igniting a pair of New Mexico wildfires. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR. So you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Professional haircutters in Virginia are doing more than just cutting hair. CBS's Jim Crisula explains.
Virginia hairstylists, including Tamela Harris, have been meeting with mental health experts to learn how to be better listeners to their clients.
I'm always checking in with them, always engaging in conversation. How's your day going? How do you feel? How's life, family, kids? So it gives them an opportunity to just vent if they need to.
Harris says it's all about building better relationships and trust with clients. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Heads up, baseball fans. 3-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer is set to make his season debut for the Texas Rangers today. He is the scheduled starter for today's game against Kansas City. Scherzer has not pitched for the Rangers since Game 3 of the World Series last fall. He had off-season surgery to repair a herniated disc in his lower back and then experienced a lot of soreness. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
WRJN weather, meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. A mix of clouds and sunshine, although there should be a bit more sunshine in the second half of the day. Highs in the upper 70s, light northwest winds. Overnight, lower 60s and mostly clear skies. Sunshine for Monday, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 67.
If you want me, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll meet me in the hallway. Oh, twice on the pine means you ain't gonna show. If you want me, oh, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Memorial Square downtown, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
young.
made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live, so proud you die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live, so proud. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Get ready to go all in for Cash Battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash Battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN. It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so bad.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
Give back your
heart. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not dreaming.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes, and for always. I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside
still miss me. Here is the lock and laughter, the key to your heart. And I love you. I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard, and you make it hard.
Make it right, be my lady.
you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Bye.
a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just by the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
WRJN.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A new report outlines the types of harassment and intimidation we may face in the 2024 elections, how to identify it, and the legal remedies to address it. It's a report you should share with your local election officials. The Brennan Center for Justice compiled a bewildering list of tactics being used by anti-democracy activists bent on intimidating election workers and suppressing voters. It includes blockading, following, menacing, or shouting at voters or volunteers, intimidation by poll watchers or rogue poll workers, intimidation by door-to-door canvassers or via online messages or telephone, intimidation by law enforcement officers or by bringing guns to polling places, and by harassing election workers online or in person. The report helps election officials identify these tactics by giving recent examples of each, such as the armed vigilantes in Arizona staking out ballot drop boxes, poll watchers who interfered with election operations using mass challenges to suppress black and brown voters, and door-to-door canvassers intimidating New York vote-by-mail voters last summer. Some intimidation is harder to identify, such as when the wearing of a firearm in the polling place becomes intimidation, or how the placement of police officers in or around a polling place can cross a line. We've linked to this important report for you to share with your local election officials from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage of home. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep
feet pound in a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon.
About 100 million Americans are under some sort of heat warning this weekend. How did they beat the heat in Los Angeles? CBS Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen was at the annual Watermelon Festival Saturday.
Keeping with tradition, visitors could eat as much watermelon as they want. It's part of how everyone stayed cool.